Blog Talk Radio.
Shop Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Today I have a special guest. She's an educator, master stylist, makeup artist, and CEO of Dawn Cosmetics. I'm speaking with Dawn Ferguson. Hey, Dawn, how you doing?
Hey, Deb.
So tell us a little bit
about Dawn. I'm Dawn Ferguson Prater now.
Mm-hmm. Dawn. I'm sorry, Dawn Ferguson Prater. So tell us about Dawn Ferguson Prater.
Oh.
Tell us a little bit. You know, I know about
just
Dawn.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You know, how did you get started? When did
bit.
You start? How did you know what inspired you to become a stylist, a makeup artist, and to open, you know, to get your own brand?
Oh my God, it didn't so start out that way. I originally started out I was going to school to become a registered nurse. So I was a young mother, pregnant at 17, and I had my daughter at 17, and they was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to manage? And, you know, somebody said, well, you've always been doing hair. You know, I was doing hair on my mama's porch. So
mm-hmm.
That's how I started, on my mama's porch in South Florida, doing braids mm-hmm. and different things like that. But I originally started the craft a little bit earlier than that because I was responsible, you know, the older sister in the house, older sibling. You were responsible
mm-hmm.
for your other siblings. So I had to make sure their hair was properly taken care of, you know, before sending them off to school and,
right.
you know,
yeah.
stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how... the original, you know, how you start, right?
That's
and then branched off. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I went, I was in school for nursing and then my funds ran low. I was doing, it was just challenging, you know, living in South Florida. And of course, having a kid, finding a babysitter,
yeah.
you got to pay for child care. You know, you have to, you know, young mom life challenges at 17.
Mm-hmm.
18, graduating school, and
mm-hmm.
so I was at Miami-Dade Medical Campus,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a struggle for me. So someone said, you know, you're always doing hair. I was doing hair on the side, making me some little extra money. They was like, why don't you go to beauty school? And I heard of Wilford Academy and, you know, all those different schools that were around during my time, and they said, I said, okay, which one? How long does it take? They said, girl, you'll be finished in a year. I was like, a year? Hell, nursing, I was looking at 4 years. I was like, well, if I'm going to be finished in a year, I could always go back, you know, to nursing. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. I was already, you know, like sitting out a semester trying to figure it out because I didn't have a babysitter. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I can't go to school. Car broke
mm-hmm.
down, you know, it was, I was like, oh my God, the struggle is real. So,
yeah.
So, you know, the beauty school
so you
was
went, so you,
closed.
Did you end up going to Wilford Academy?
No, I didn't. Actually, I did a Miami-Dade County vocational school. Thank
okay.
God for Miami Lakes Tech.
Yes. Yes, I
graduated from Miami Lakes vocational. My teacher was Miss Brown. Yes, honey, she's with them. She's the one that brought out the inches in the hair, honey. Cause she
yes, I remember Miss Brown.
Remember Miss Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Miss Brown, honey, that hair was to her knees, and she was from
mm-hmm.
New York, and it was that 99J, and she was mixed in with it. She was everything. That makeup was done. Her
uh-huh.
nails were done. She was in uniform. She was our instructor, honey. She was giving us the business. They're telling y'all, and she's the one that really encouraged me to where I am right now. Because actually, she the one mentioned for me to create my own makeup line.
Nice, nice.
Believe it or not.
Remember back in the day when we used to do the hair shows? You were part of the hair shows as well? You had a salon.
Yes. Yes. You know.
What was the name of the salon?
Turning Heads.
Turning Heads. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Turning Heads.
Turning Heads. Yeah. Turning Heads by Dawn, then it became Turning Heads Exclusive, which branched off to Jamaica and the Bahamas, and then now we're Dawn Beauty, Dawn Cosmetics, you know.
Yeah, okay.
That's
are you originally from Florida?
No, I'm originally from the Bahamas. I'm a Bahamian born immigrant, right? And my mom brought us over at, I think I was about 7. I'm actually the second oldest of a group of siblings. There's at least, I think, 7 of us. There's a full kittle
going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but, it was my brother and I'm there often doing workshops.
Okay.
I would like to do some more stuff there, but you know, it's challenging because you plan for it over there, you can see the opportunity, and then you get back over here and where you live, and real life kicks in.
Reality. Yeah,
right.
Reality kicks in when you come in to Florida, to Miami. But
right.
Yeah.
So,
have a salon over there, or you just went over there to do workshops?
I had a salon.
My
aunt blessed me with a space. You know, I did work there. You know, I'm from the Bahamas, so once you're born there, you don't lose your, you know, citizenship. So, I have dual citizenship, so I'm able to still do work in the Bahamas because, you know, they don't have to pull a permit for me. So I've done work for Design Essentials. I was educated for Design Essentials, Dudley, Designy, Affirm. You know, I've done, you know, my own individual platform work at Bronner Brothers. So I'm a full circle, you know, stylist. I am a beauty industry professional on all levels. So I encourage those that are aspiring to join this industry to really seek education and stay in touch with, you know, the real world and real beauty. You know, I know the salon suites are great right now, but I think it kind of separates us and, like, limits our growth potential because there's no one else to vibe off but yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, we get inspiration from other stylists, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. But, you know, the world is really so competitive now and people are so, you know, I need some money. They'll do anything and really can't achieve the style, right?
Yeah. I was talking to another stylist and we were talking about the same thing that you just said about the suites.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everybody going into these suites and, you know, really back in the day we had the salons, that's how we were able to do the hair shows because, you know, you always had at least 8 to 10 stylists.
You had a team. Everybody could show their own creative style. It was like no competition. I love working with other stylists. I love the collaboration because it just inspires me. You know, some people, you know, you're only intimidated because you're not at that level. But once you've reached that level, you know, like I love learning. You know, I'm that kid in the back of the room. I'm not trying to be in the front of the room. I'm all, you know, it's like I'm a little sponge. And it was, you know, trying to
but
absorb.
But I just wish that we can get that back together, like, you know, get the salons back together and kind of, you know, no, because the new generation is also different as well. So we like in a new era, and the younger stylists.
What
they don't,
call it?
They
is
don't
this,
do
is this the Generation Z? What generation is this?
With a generation wide, but yeah.
Oh, generation wide. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
man,
yeah, it's like,
yeah,
they don't even, well, what it is, they don't do everything. So when we went to school, because I also had went to Wilfred, I didn't, like, finish
okay.
here because I
oh,
really,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to Wilfred Academy, but I didn't finish the here.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I was going to Wilfred Academy, I went to because I'm from New Jersey, so I went to Wilfred Academy in Jersey. So when I came mm-hmm. here, I found a Wilfred Academy here in Hollywood. I went for 1 month mm-hmm. to go to school, and it was closed down. It had closed down mm-hmm. on me. I lost all my hours, and I lost everything. So
mm-hmm.
I just ended up, you know, going to nail school because at that time it was like nothing. It was like 120 hours. That's nothing to get
mm-hmm.
a license. So
mm-hmm.
that's how I started, and that was like 1989 when I started
mm-hmm.
doing that. And then I just stayed with it. I just never went back to the hair platform. But back then, it wasn't like it is now. Like now, it's so much
mm-hmm.
more to do, like with the weaving and the lace and stuff. We weren't doing that. We were doing finger waves, pin ups, you know, roller sets, stuff like that. So
you know, I think a lot of the lace fronts, not to cut you off, it's
mm-hmm.
It's just another mask, right? That we put on another layer, just like you know, any beauty product when we enhance our beauty, or you know, it's
mm-hmm.
a beauty enhancer. But the original purpose of the lace, you know, it was stage. You know, it's a stage. You're getting ready, you know, to perform. And sometimes, yes, life is a performance. But
yes,
you close your scalp off from actually breathing.
But
the scalp
lace was really created for cancer patients, weren't it? Wasn't it? It was really created for cancer.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they had no hair. Yeah, their hair fell out. So that was, you know, it was created for them. That's why when we or some client wants to wear it, it takes their edges out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like everybody
yes.
that's wearing lace, most of the people have no edges. And you basically have to wear it.
Well, the way it's designed, it's to lay on the skin. So it's to create a hairline, create the illusion of hair where there is no hair. So
right.
a lot of times trend, what they see become, you know, the untrained culture, right? You know, we all
that.
Have that.
Not trained. Yeah.
yeah. An untrained culture, you know, fibers the profession, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this after effect, this tsunami of hair loss from the relaxers to once we were able to see the process being done, we
mm-hmm.
automatically say, oh, I can do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I know what you're doing, but I can do that.
Right,
mm-hmm.
and do the relaxer system, which caused this tsunami of hair loss, right? So
right.
you go and put this relaxer on, which clearly states on the box, distance from the scalp. It says
okay.
on the box that it should never come in contact with this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
why they have all these protective measures in place to protect the skin via base cream, via ointment to protect the hair that's already relaxed. But
mm-hmm.
how, and it has the time in which you should have this product on the shaft. It gives you the density. It tells you if the hair is thin, if the hair is thick. What it tells you, it gives you all this information. And then, in big, bold letters, it says, must be used by a professional.
Yes.
It says it on the
mm-hmm.
box. Right. But how many of us are actually practicing that, because even the professionals aren't practicing it in the salon. So, which gives lights to me is like how many unprofessional people are actually working in the salon, because the relaxer is never supposed to come in contact with the skin. Hello? It's hydrogen peroxide.
That's where education comes in. You just don't go to education, you know?
Right. We have what we have in terms of lace and all these different treatments that people are selling, you know, rice on your scalp. Rice causes a fungus.
They put rice on your scalp,
you know?
Right?
Girl, rice water, you know, all the mm-hmm. different shenanigans, you know, people capitalize on in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, selling beauty products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, that's just a whole nother world. But, you know, you have to own your power. And as a beauty professional, you really need to do your research and stop destroying the public skin. Your goal as a professional is to protect, preserve, mm-hmm. and beautify the hair, nails, and skin. That's, you know, that's like the motto. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
you're as a professional, I don't want to go to no doctor where every surgery, his patients don't make it out.
That's true.
Right? So
yeah.
why would you want to go to someone that does not put the work in terms of their craft? Like, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
Even when I go and receive beauty services, I make sure that the stuff that's the manicures, nippers and all that is coming from out of the sanitation box.
The sanitation pack.
They have
yes.
to rip it open.
Yes.
They have
yes.
to rip it open.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
you know, you're not pulling... Mm-hmm. You know, you're not pulling nothing out, no draw. You know, no, you're
no.
not doing that.
No.
Yeah, and yes, mm-hmm. you can get a fungus and different things from the drill bit. But you have to.
Oh, yeah, because you have to sanitize the drill bits as well.
Everything that comes in contact with the skin. So
yes.
you have to be mindful. It still doesn't stop me from getting my nails done. Like the lady told me the other day, I have the dip. She said, you have to put the acetone on. You know, that's going to affect. You know, you shouldn't be inhaling any of those horrible, you know, products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I really need to hear that.
Exactly.
I'm still going to go get my nails done.
Okay, girl. So
we
also know that Dawn is a makeup artist. So we're going to just take a minute break, and we're going to come back and talk about the makeup portion of Dawn. Okay? Be right back.
Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
Okay, we're back with Dawn Ferguson. What's the other last name?
It's Dawn Ferguson. Trade name, beauty name,
okay.
Dawn Ferguson.
And
you're trying
married
to send me
name.
Some documents. You might. Freighter is my married name, but that's if you're trying to send me some documents.
Yeah. So I'm so used to Dawn Ferguson. Okay, I got to add Freighter to it. Okay.
I'm serious. Go ahead.
The what?
Sorry.
The opposite.
Just having fun. I'm Don Ferguson is great. That's all my information is there.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the makeup artist. You said Miss Brown inspired you to do your makeup line?
Yes, Miss Brown. I went out there to see her. I always, go back out to Miami Lakes. And she, where did I see her at? Yeah, it was at Miami Lakes.
Mm-hmm,
and
Miami.
She said, I'm going to give you something. And she gave me this book. And she said, I know you're going to know what to do with it, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started fumbling through it. And I didn't really study it or go into it too much. I just kind of like just glanced through what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it home and I was sitting around and then, I guess you could tell I needed something else to do or, I needed to pivot. I don't know, but the seed that she planted produced Dawn Cosmetics because I began to do research on, on the cosmetics. And what it does, and every time we would do photo shoots, we always would have to hire a makeup artist, right? To do the makeup. So I was just so into the hair part and creating. When I had my makeup done, I sat and I was like, "Oh my God, what a difference!" And I was like, "I need to get into this," but I really wasn't into it per se because I was still doing hair. You know what I'm saying? Not when, so I would go to the, as a technician for Design Essentials, we were responsible for getting the models ready, to present to the audience. So they would do their run through, but before they get on stage, they would have to have their makeup done. So it wasn't we would always have to hire a makeup person. So I was like, I could do this. I took a makeup class and this is that and other. I've been around it long enough, and makeup is a part of cosmetology. It's just a particular craft or area that you're not working, right? So it's still there. All the components are still there. So I went back to my cosmetology book, did some reading, did some research, and, watched people how they transform them from, print, television, you learn the different genres of, makeup because it's different levels. Is this the everyday woman? Is she going to work? Does she have a wedding? Is it a production? What is the makeup for?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother, subject. You can't just go out there and tell my girl, let me beat your face or, So that's a part of the education because now I have to check and see. You have to do your research in terms of the client's skin, what product is going to work on this particular skin type, because if the person is oily, I can't go and put a whole bunch of products that have an oil base on their face, right? And then they have to go perform or they have to go and do something because they're going to be drenched. They're going to be looking like a grease on all of their pictures.
Yeah,
right?
I'm gonna be looking greasy.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have to understand what products we are using for the service, just like hair. When you're doing your consultation, you have to talk about the client's lifestyle. What are their goals in terms of their hair? Do you want to wear your natural hair or you want to wear extensions? Do you work out on a daily basis? Do you have a outside or inside job, all those questions you're supposed to ask in your consultation before you go in and proceed with the service. So a lot of things get missed because we haven't done the consultation. We're so busy on the money and the dollars, and then at the end the goal is to preserve and protect and beautify the hair, nails, and skin.
That's the goal.
That's your job.
That's your job.
Yeah, that's your job as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
As a professional, that's why I study the craft. That's why I put in the work. I want to put the acrylic on top of the acrylic, and I want you to mount it up real high, and I want you to do all this stuff. And remember, now I'm allergic to acetone. You're going to say, Don, I can't do that, because if you're allergic to acetone, me putting acrylic on you, it's going to, because you're going to have to get that off. You're going to have to soak your nail. I'm going to have to immerse your skin in acetone to remove that. So
yes.
That's not going to help. That's not going to help your protect, preserve your nail bed. You understand what I'm saying?
But the
you're
thing
gonna
is, if you never asked the client that, the client didn't know. If you never consult the client, so if you never knew the client was allergic to acetone and you just went ahead
right.
and did the acrylic nails, that's where the that's where the consultation comes in. You have to ask,
right.
so are you allergic to this? You know, are you allergic to
right.
that? You know, does this bother you? Blah, blah, you know. So that tells, so when they
yeah.
go, oh, no, I want this. Like you said, you're not going to be able to get the acrylic nails because to remove it, you have to remove it with pure acetone. And you're allergic to acetone.
Right.
So you can't get
right.
that. And you have some clients, they don't care. I still want it. You understand? And
yeah.
then you have to be.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And I'm just saying you have to be the person that to, you know, you're the tech. You're the professional. So you have to like
right.
either, I'm not going to do this. You know, you're going to have to go somewhere else and get it done. Or like you said, the ones that are chasing the money will actually do it.
Right. And then you have to, that's what I'm saying. This is where your integrity comes in as a professional, because you have to have some form of integrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, right?
Right.
You mm-hmm. hope your doctor has some form of integrity when you go and see him, that he's not going to suggest some pills that's going to bring harm to you. You hope your doctor and the person who's in charge
mm-hmm.
of your diagnostics
right.
has some form of integrity. So this is, you know, I always say to myself, I had to stop because the doctors ordered me out of the salon. I was just engulfed
mm-hmm.
in the beauty industry. And
yes.
I had become diagnosed with contact dermatitis. I was allergic to, you know,
mm-hmm.
spritz, dye, alcohol, gel, all these array of products. And it was like, you have to stop doing hair. And I was like, stop. Don't stop. What do you mean stop?
That's your passion.
This is how I make my living. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. And they were like, you have... Yeah, you know, so they was like, well, try the gloves. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to try the gloves, you know, or something. And I tried
the gloves.
I layered the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
No, and it worsened my condition. I tried the gloves for a year, for as long as I could, because they
mm-hmm.
told me. And I said, oh, no, I couldn't. So I, you know, continued working, and my condition just worsened, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
it to the point where it was hard to, you know, when I touched someone's hair, it felt like needles that were piercing my fingertips.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it had become so painful for me to even do hair. I was like, well, he did tell you, you know, you had to stop. And I had
mm-hmm.
to stop because I wouldn't be able to, you know, no use my hands. And I need my hands to take care of me, to live,
yeah.
right?
To live.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating for me. It sent me, I was, you know, I guess the luxury of depression, as some would say. I wouldn't say I was depressed. It just, I was crushed.
So what about the makeup? So that you're okay with the makeup part, though, right?
The makeup part was great for me. The Lord gave me, I love makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully
mm-hmm.
that I'm still passionate about the industry. And instead of focusing on all the things I could not do, I began to focus on the things I could do.
Yeah.
And I just, like, in terms of hair, I just focused on the things that I could do that wouldn't cause a reaction. And
mm-hmm.
then when it came to makeup, I began to, and of course I'm an educator, so I still have my teaching certificate
mm-hmm.
with Miami-Dade County Public Schools. So, you know, I'm still able to teach the craft. So
mm-hmm.
I began to focus on those things, you know, and
okay.
yeah, it was that pivot you know, when life gives you, it's time to pivot and you don't want to, you want to stay here, you know, and be like, it's time to pivot, boo, it's time to move on, you know. And so I had already done the research. I had already, you know, it's like that project you was already working on, and you just kind of like put it on the shelf, you know. And, I just happened to come back to it and, of course, just revamped the line because I sold out of everything that I had. I mean, like everything. Good. Yeah, so makeup was good for me because, you know, I'm a makeup artist. I work with, I'm aware of the skin, you know. I'm aware of, you know, what to use, what not to use, you know.
Yeah, because you've done makeup for film and, you know, of course, fashion shows, stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, you even done makeup with us.
Film, television.
You can make up for us. So, you know, you were always there, Dawn. When we needed somebody for makeup, call Dawn. You know what I'm saying? You was always available. You know?
I'm still available, But that's what it's about, Deb. You get it. It's about the collaboration, right? It doesn't take anything away from anyone, you know, because when you stand in your truth, that's how you shine.
You shine
in your truth, because this world is gonna strip away the layers when you lie. So it's too much information out there to be out here lying, because now that you have the internet, you have so many different resources that are out, that are available to you, you know, to validate the information you preaching about. So if you out there doing false doctrine, somebody's going to strip away those layers, right? And then expose you for who you are. So it's best to walk in your truth, you know, and that's why Ms. Brown told me this. She said, when I told her, I said, Ms. Brown, I graduated. She said, because they always say, I don't know how many people are going to get out of here and pass their state board. You know, and honey, when I passed my state, she said, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to pass your state board, boo. And she was doing, you know, she's doing fingers and stuff, and got them long nails. She was like, honey, you gonna have to pass your state board, boo. I was like, I got you, honey. And I passed my state board, and honey, I was rolling ever since.
That's good, darling. So what could could you give the listeners all your social media handles if they want to contact you for any service that you provide?
Okay. Thank you, this lady Deb. It's Dawn, and it's Dawn with a U, D-A-U-N, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. That's my family name from the Bahamas, Ferguson.
A lot of Fergusons in the Bahamas.
Don Ferguson on Instagram. Twitter is Don Cosmetics. I haven't tweeted in a while. And my Facebook is Don Ferguson. And I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Enough.
It's with a U. It's called Unique. If you need mentoring, if you need guidance in this industry, if you need a makeover, if you need a workshop, if you need some products, you could call me. I am a traveling hairstylist. I do hair and makeup. I do hair on the road, and when I'm in the salon, I work out of Tipsy's on Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale. So, I don't down salon suites. Salon suites aren't for me. So for me, I need to collaborate with other hairstylists and other techs. And this, that, and the next. But, you know, I love Tipsy's because you have the facials, you have the nails, you have, you know, eyelash extensions, you have the whole caboodle. And, of course,
a full-service salon. It's a full-service salon.
It's a full-service salon. Like, I picked up a client the other day. She came in for to have her nails done, and then she went and got a facial, and the facial girl referred her to me for a weave.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to have that collaboration. And you in the suite, you just sitting there waiting for people to come through, especially if you don't have clientele. You can't get a suite and not have clientele. Some people just want to
get
a suite. Yeah, that part. You got to have clientele because nobody's walking in. If they're walking in, they're walking in for a specific stylist or nail tech, you know?
Service. So, she needed her nail done. Okay. She had a broken nail, mm-hmm. which led to a facial, a nail repair that led to a facial, which led to a weave.
Because she came into a full service salon and she was able to get all these treatments. And that's what we need to come back to. We really need to come back to that. You understand?
Right.
So we really need to do that.
You can't go against a formula. Like I say, the research is in the reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black folks spend a lot of money because that's what the research says because of the spending habits that we have.
Yes.
That's the research.
I don't know, Dawn.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the future holds with 2024 come up with. But hopefully we can collaborate. We can get back together. I have a friend that called me yesterday that's selling his salon. He's just a salon owner. He owns different salons in Miami and Miramar and Fort Pierce, you know, all different places. He's mm-hmm. not a stylist or anything. He's just an owner. And he has so many different mm-hmm. things, like restaurants and stuff that mm-hmm. he just wants to get rid of this one now and just concentrate on his restaurant. You know, he got mm-hmm. barbershops and stuff like that. So he is actually looking to sell his shop. But I had mentioned to him, I said, you know, if it was where, like, because he has 8 stations. So if it was where, with I think private rooms. If it was where stylists were together and everybody got together and maybe put 5,000 or whatever 1,000 together and buy the shop, and then you make all your money is yours, like having a suite, but it's still collaborating with people. You understand? But
mm-hmm.
we can't do
mm-hmm.
that. That's the problem, that we can't.
Well,
we can't,
doing it. We're collaborating.
we can't.
I could have. Sometimes you have to get with the people that get it. I appreciate you. You know, just gotta find the people that get it. We all know that collaborate. No, we all don't know, but
mm-hmm.
When you collaborate, we all win. You win
you
in
all
the collaboration.
Win. Yeah.
You
win.
Yeah.
You win.
No, you win in the collaboration. So you only winners know that. You know, you can't teach a loser how to win. You can't teach a loser how to win. So
mm-hmm.
you have to have and surround yourself with a winning team. That's why you know, I love Glenn Jackson. I'm excited about Bronner Brothers. You know,
mm-hmm.
On Glenn's stage, Glenn is what took me international.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
It was on his
mm-hmm.
his platform that I received the Lifetime Achievement Award from Beauty Schools of America. So he's the one that took me to, where was that? Dominican
that
Republic. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And Paris was on my own merit, and that was from my skill set. Then to the White House for the First Lady Summit, right?
Whoa,
it was my skill set that took me. That took me there. So winners, you know, you can't tell a loser how to win. You have to surround yourself with other winning mindsets to accomplish what it is that you want. And you're going to be talked about. You're going to be picked at. You're going to be scolded. They're going to be like, it don't take all that. You know, it's going to, you just put in the work. And, you know, like anything, it's not instant. It's not instant noodles. And I think that's what that new age generation, you know, it's not instant, right? You have Instagram. Yeah,
yeah,
Instagram
mm-hmm.
is maybe instant, but even they have a formula, right, which is called pay.
Yes.
Right.
What you
so
just
pay this bill,
your...
pay to be verified, pay to be, it's all money. So, you know, it all, the algorithm has its own formula, which is pay me, bitch, to make you feel important. So, you know, that is the reality that when you collaborate, you all, right,
That
you
is the word.
When you collaborate,
that is the word for today.
Yeah. You could teach a loser how to win, right? But you could show him. You can't teach him. You could show him. I could show you how to win.
But
you know,
up to you.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. It's through the collaboration.
All right.
We always win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm winning. Debbie winning.
I feel like I'm winning. You feel like winning, Dawn?
Right.
Girl, I woke up.
You woke up winning.
I woke up. Yeah, I woke up. Every day I wake up, it's a win for me.
You wake up, you win. That's right. That's all right.
Because you can't accomplish nothing when you're dead. So when I wake up, it's a win.
If you can get up, get out of the bed in good health, get out there and make that money. Out there and do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who can't get anything up.
Right. Get you some education. I never thought I would be able to get back in the salon. So I'm just excited to get back in, to be able to do what I love. You know, I really had to focus on what I could do, what I was actually able to do. You have to set realistic goals, you know, get back to it. And the information in hair, like I said, hair, skin, and nails. They don't say, you know, hair, makeup. It's hair, because remember, you still have to have something to style. You still have to have. The only thing you can do to a bald head is put a wig on it or put some shine on it. One or two things, right? But to actually work the hair, you have to know what, you have to understand the cuticle, all the different layers when it comes to dealing with the hair. When it comes to the skin, you have to understand the dermis. When you go dealing with the nails, you have to understand the nail bed and the cuticle and all those things. It all connects. Which tells you that we all are connectors in the beauty industry. So once you collaborate with someone in another, and that's why I jumped into to makeup. It was so many people that needed makeup that was doing hair. They was like, I don't have time for that. I just, you know, this, that, and the other. But, you know, you need a picture for your Instagram or whatever. So if you have someone that's in your salon or in a situation like that, I could help you. I could train you in getting your makeup certification for everyday woman, because the everyday woman is the lady that needs the makeup. You're not going to be doing production, because production people hire licensed professionals, right? So you're not gonna say, well, I want to do movies and this is that and other. No, if you want to do those things, you need to go to school, right? Because they're going to be using products that you have to know that it can't go on the skin. You have to be aware of the products that they're giving you to use. So you can't go on no movie set and you're not licensed. You even got to be in the union, right? So I could give you your certification in makeup application when it comes to doing someone's face, the do's and don'ts, the look. I could help you, the individual, if you're interested in how to do your makeup. I can help you analyze your skin type, your foundation that you are using, or the cosmetics that you are using. Cosmetics mean it's topical. It's going on the outer layer of the skin, on the outside. You have to be aware of the person's skin type. Are you oily? Are you combination? Are you dry? What is the condition of the client's skin before you go in and apply makeup via primer, via moisturizer, via liquid foundation, stick foundation, powder, you know, I want to put this glitter on, you know, like we're using bonding glue to adhere to eyelashes, right?
That's what we do as a
practice, because we're saying, oh, I put it on the scalp. But certain fumes shouldn't come in contact with the eye ducts. You know, certain fumes shouldn't come in contact with the eye duct. So you ain't got no eyes in the – you have pores, the smaller. And they tell you that the hair glue, when you put it on the weft, is not supposed to come on the skin. It tells you on the bottom in very fine writing. You need a microscope glass to see through it, right?
Mm-hmm. And they put it straight in the scalp.
So, right. So it tells you all these things. So the fumes from the eyelash glue, if you are extremely sensitive, that's what people don't understand, why their eyes are watering. When the eyes begin to water, that's a clear sign that something is going on with the client's skin, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You should pause and ask yourself, should I proceed with this service or not? Because now you are running the risk of contaminating the next client and passing that infection on to the next client. You are now giving that client, transferring those germs to the next client, that bacteria, just from watery eyes.
You mean like when they're actually doing the individual lash, you mean?
When they're actually doing the individual lash. That's why we do the patch test, remember, for the color dye.
For the color dye.
No one should be putting on a color, right, unless you do a patch test within 24 hours. How many people don't want to
do that
patch test? Right.
No, they don't. Sit down. What color you want? You want black, brown? No, they ain't doing no patch test because you may not come. Hey, today, Dawn, you may not come back after 24 hours.
Right.
They're trying to get that money now. They're not taking that chance.
Okay.
They're not taking that chance.
So, yeah, you have to do a patch test. And the client be like, no, you can ask the client. The client, that's what I'm saying, you ask these questions to the client. Ma'am, are you allergic to any color? Oh, I want to come in. I want to get a dye. Ma'am, are you allergic to any color? No, I'm not allergic to nothing. Okay, what have you done? What do you mean? That's in your consultation. You're going to look at the client's shaft and their hair, and you're able to tell what's going on with the client.
Mm-mm.
The skin.
And sometimes the client will lie because they want it so bad, they're going to tell you no.
But this
that's
is where you
males and you ask them if they're diabetic. They say no, because
they don't have to give their information. But this is why you as the professional, you say, well, I won't be able to do this service. This because you're going to do a consultation,
right?
This is the point. This is the point where you do the consultation and you say, you know, I can't. You know, I'm not going to be able to, you know, to proceed with the service, or you provide another service.
Mm-hmm.
You suggest another service, okay? Let's wait until, you know, you come down. You know, you're having an allergic reaction right now. I could, you know, how you know I'm having an allergic reaction? Ma'am, you know, your eyes are watering. You know, we're not talking about, are you sensitive? Is something going on with you? You just... You know, I begin the process, and immediately your eyes start watering. That's a clear indication that the client is having a reaction to the service.
Yes. Yes.
Some things are instant, right? Like they say, oh, I'm burning. Girl, you need to wait because it ain't time for you to rinse that out yet. Girl, this stuff is burning my head. No, girl, the rest is no. The stuff is burning my head. How many clients have said this is burning my scalp?
A lot, and then sometimes I say, could you just do hold on another minute? Another minute.
Right. So it's damaging the client's hair. That because it's part. I mean, the skin is causing severe burns to the skin. And once that scar tissue forms, it's hard. That follicle, there's no hair coming through that follicle.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of things that we do in the industry that is to please the consumer, but you really hurting the consumer, and then you have to fall back. You have to fall back and say no. I'm not doing any chemicals, no chemicals that wiped out my relaxers. It wiped out my the perms. Yes, I was still doing curly perms. You know, no, I can't, you know, I can't come in contact with the product at all, you know. And even when I do color, that next day I don't do any clients because I'm waiting to see if I had a reaction. So I can only do lifters, you know, like bleach. I can't do any, you know, deposits. That's me personally. I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. I can give you the formula. I can give you the formula for your color. She needs to do this color, that color. I could give you the formula and give it to another stylist. You understand what I'm saying? To implement or do, but me personally, I cannot execute the service. It doesn't take anything away from you. I still have the information. I still have the knowledge, and I just give the formula to your client or another client who's familiar with color or colorization. Because you know,
have to protect yourself
all the time to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there.
I said you have to protect yourself first.
Yes. So you have to protect the client and you. No, they're not going to say. They don't have to tell you. But you, as a professional, need to be aware of the symptoms. This is your time during your consultation to examine the client's scalp. This is your time to examine their skin before you, especially a new client, somebody you've been servicing. You know how many of my clients that have had hair loss after surgery? Right?
Yeah.
How many people that took the COVID, that had COVID that have experienced hair loss? Okay. So there are a lot of issues that your health contributes to the outer condition. The skin is the largest organ on the body, the skin, and the most abused, right? It's the largest organ on the body. Ask a burn person how valuable skin is. So you have to be mindful as a professional and as a consumer of what works for you. You have you're in control of that. You have to own your power by owning what is actually going on in your body.
Exactly.
Like, I love lashes. I love the individual lashes. But the last time I got them, it sent me to the ER.
Really? You started tearing? Or just after the fact?
Yeah,
after
I began tearing while she was applying the lash. But I did not know. I just saw her get the tissue and wipe because I was so into the lashes. I was into the movement. You know, I honestly didn't feel the trickle. I just saw her wipe the side of my face. And then when she removed the band, I realized that under my eyes was wet. But I was so into my lashes till I really didn't pay much attention. But I began to water. And that was the first sign that I was having an allergic reaction, but I didn't pay it any attention. I was so into my my lashes.
And she did. And later on that evening,
I began to itch really bad. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. It's something, you know, it wasn't normal for me to be itching, right? So by then I had fucked off all the lashes because I was like, this is what is going on. So I called the place back and let them know. And they was like, come on in so we could remove the rest. And I was like, okay. I went by and they put the patch on to, you know, remove the rest.
Right.
And they sent me to the hospital. I was allergic to the patch and the eyelash glue. Sent me to the emergency room. The next day, I couldn't even see. My eyes were swollen. She looked like a hue of bees just went to town on my face.
Damn.
Yeah, so it doesn't, it's not worth it, right? So I try and wear the strips now, right? So I'll go back to the duo glue, which is, duo glue was made for strip lash application. It was
because
made.
They're
it
like temporarily, so they, you know, they temporary, so.
Right, but the glue is used, they also use surgery, that glue to mend your bones back during surgery, right? Because it's something that if dissolved or absorbed, I'm sorry, by in the body, it doesn't bring harm. Okay. It's not gonna harm your skin. It does no harm. This is Duo, D-U-O,
mm-hmm.
right? But mm-hmm. a lot people don't want to use it because it don't last long. It's gonna come off. It's a strip lash. It's designed
mm-hmm.
for what it's for. Strip.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going out that night for whatever, or an event, and you come back, you take it off.
Okay.
It's a strip.
So, if we use the product for what is it in, it's an intent,
mm-hmm.
it will avoid, these different issues that we have. But no, what do we do? We put the strip lashes on with bonding glue.
Okay. Education.
Our adducts to the fumes from the eyelash glue, not knowing it. I'm like, I can put some glue back on there and stick it on and be like, oh my God.
Well done.
Thanks so much, Deb, for this platform. It brought back some memories.
Of course. I mean, every time we talk, for me, it's a lesson. For me, it's a lesson every time I talk to you. We don't talk that much. Every time I
mm-hmm.
talk to you, it's like you're giving me a lesson. So it's like a class.
Oh, wow.
To you. Because, you
that means I talk
more
to
about life and hair and everything, So
yeah.
today, this
yeah.
platform, this here show right here, you have got so much information. Like you just really got a free class. And that's the truth.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you, Dawn, coming on,
Thank you, Zeb.
In my invitation. And, we have to talk more. And, we will. We will.
Absolutely. I'm here.
Okay. So again,
I'm here for whatever, I'm here for the win.
You're here for the win. All right, huh?
I'm here for
you.
The win.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
One love, Deb.
Okay.
Where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.